Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar as well as your own altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing, it should be quiet time with God. First thing as we wake up. After listening to Turning Point, receiving the prayers, and engaging whatever prophetic faith action we may be asked to take for the day, then pray more on your own as much as you can. Then forward it to all on your contact daily for them to be blessed as well. Welcome to Saturday, the seventh day in December 2024. Seven is God's number for divine rest, divine completion, and completeness. Also, on the seventh day, the wall of Jericho came down. Open your hand to receive the day's prayers and be responding with amen, I receive it. Receive grace for restfulness. Someone is listening to me who is restless. You are disturbed, concerned, and anxious over certain issues. Whenever I say someone, they could be in numbers. God asked me to tell you to calm down. Do spiritual warfare on that matter. Then leave it to God. Anxiety, agitation, and fear after one had prayed to God is a vote of no confidence in God and His word. Now lay your right hand on your chest, I mean your heart. I pray for you. Receive rest. Be restful. You will see a change in your favor. God shall divinely intervene. The battles shall be won, and you will testify here soon. All you set before you to do this weekend, my listeners, and this month shall be achieved without stress. If you have your anointing oil, your mantle, and a bottle of water where you are there, please gather them. I want to pray over them. I have an urge in my heart today to sanctify and bless these faith-provoking materials for you. If you are not able to get them, you are not where you can get them, listen to the prayer. And when you are able to do so, bring them together and play this message back again as you pray. Hold them up in your hand and let me pray. I pray over these faith-provoking items as you anoint, lay mantle, and drink the water. Your desired miracle shall manifest. Healings, sales, increase, job, supernatural rearrangement, divine connection, favor, conception, help, assistance, approval, success, breakthrough, and whatever else you are praying for shall be established. You will experience instant turnaround. You will gain ground as you release your faith, laying the mantle, anointing with the oil, and sipping the water. Signs and wonders shall follow in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, it is done. Add the water to other waters. Keep exercising your faith. Now, anoint yourself and take a sip of the water I just blessed. Tell us your experience. Within the next 24 hours, you will see a major miracle. December 7th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live long and live well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Get your communion element ready for taking after this ministration. Wow, there are so many touchy issues here. How I wish we have all the time to treat all of them. But let's see how far we go today. First one, good morning, Daddy Femi Emmanuel and my TPGF. Please, sir, answer my questions. I have asked it before. I cannot perform my conjugal responsibility because of an illness as a woman. I'm very concerned about my husband because he said a doctor told him that frequent ejaculation will prevent him from having prostate problem. He is a child of God. How can I help him from masturbating or getting involved in any unholy practices? Wow, I feel for you, my daughter, and your husband as well. Although you did not tell us what the illness is, we hope and pray for your quick healing. Two things I quickly want to say, and listeners, especially medical practitioners in the house, can let us have their professional views. One, I don't think frequent ejaculation is the antidote to prostate problem. As men advance in age, the prostate that was initially like the size of a walnut enlarges. All men experience this, just like menopause in women. But as long as it is not malignant, it is okay It is manageable and treatable. I'm saying this because a lot of men use this as an excuse for their promiscuous lifestyle. I don't think it is correct. Number two, this is one of the prices to pay in marriage as a Christian. Marriage is for better, for worse, in sickness and in health. I know it is difficult, but it is a cross we need to carry and ask God for grace if such a thing happened. Like Paul the Apostle said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, he spoke of a thorn in his flesh for which he prayed 3 times for God to take it away. God's answer to him was, "My grace is sufficient for you." No reason except death is tenable before God for extramarital affairs. God will give your husband the grace to hold on, and your own healing too will come soon in Jesus' name. Over to you, medical practitioners in the house. Please educate us further. Next, good morning, wonderful TPGF family. I need your urgent advisor. I have been supporting the work of TPGF family financially, but these days I cannot do them again. I don't have enough to sow battle seed, Thanksgiving seed, 11-11, 12-12, and feeding the hungry, and other seed you do announce here. Because of my meager finances at my disposal, will God listen to my prayers? Because I and one or two people feel the same way, and I want to be contributing to the growth of this commission. Thank you, sir. Wow, thank you for asking this question. And I want everyone to listen attentively. Giving to God's work, like tithing, sowing seed, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, our monthly sacrificial seed, connection to our bad day years, and lastly, and lately, feed the hungry, our mandate, the very, very poor that we are doing. All these are not trade by barter with God. We do not bribe God or pay him for his blessings and miracles. Oh no. All we enjoy from God come by his grace, not of works or money or fasting or any other thing. I have said this again and again. Giving and sowing should be our lives. Our lives should be a giving. It is both a natural and spiritual law, the law of seed and harvest principle. It is also a demonstration of our love for God, so his kingdom or his work on earth can grow. The gospel is free, but the means of preaching it to the man on the street that needs it cost a fortune. For instance, we are giving to feed at least 10,000 families, the very, very poor. That's kingdom work, isn't it? But it costs money. Our initial budget is 40 million naira. It could even be more. We give because we love God and because we want his work to grow and because his word commands us to do so. Giving should be our lives, giving to God and also giving to the less privileged people around us. But please don't feel bad or feel less for not being able to give now. God will bless you. Then you will start giving and sowing seed again. All we receive from God is by his grace and his grace alone. God is not broke, and we can never pay him for all his blessings and miracles. I hope we understand now. Next, many listeners have responded to praying in the restroom issue. All in one voice agreed with me that inspiration do come when they pray to God and wait on him in a well-kept restroom. When we are alone with God, taking our showers, under the showers, naked before him, he comes from other places as well, but also in a clean restroom. We do hear from God and get inspired there. Next, again, so many people have also responded to the IVF with donor sperm for a single lady to have a child. It was a no-no with everyone, with so many Bible references to support and back up their positions. So, my daughter, don't do it. Let me read this out as we close today. Everybody listen. Good morning, Dad, and my esteemed TPGF family. I feel extremely sad listening to stories of people, men and women, complaining of lack. There are ample opportunities in Nigeria that can turn somebody's life around if one is serious and focused. I empowered a woman with 20,000 naira only 7 years ago. This woman turned around the business and now has four outfits. She started with bottling liquid soap and selling it in the neighborhood, selling minerals and water by the side. She moved to making three flavors ogi. Recently, bought a Roata grinding machine. I have seen graduates washing car in car parks, making a minimum of 10,000 naira per day. So why are some people complaining of lack? Frying akara, yam, and puff puff also is a viable means with of making money with minimum capital. So let them roll up their sleeves and work hard. Work never kills. Wow. Wow. I cannot agree less. You said it all. Nigeria is still very fertile in making money for the focused, diligent, and hardworking person. God bless us all. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless others as well. World Lifting Conference that we've been announcing takes off this Monday, December 9, running through December 15. Don't miss it. Real life, if you are in and around Ibadan Dominion City, is the venue. And virtually, connect online. Three sessions shall be running every day, as well as exploding. Well, God will bless you. As we explain it today, be a tither and a committed seesawer, not as a way to bribe God or to pay for his blessing, but as a way of life for which heaven will bless us mightily, and the Lord will continue to open his heaven upon our lives. Testimonies are pouring in already for those contributing to feed the hungry fund. Do yours as God may lay in your heart. Do more if you have done before and you can still do more. Do more so that we can meet the target. Then do big if God has blessed you at that level. We still need so much to be able to carry out this mandate that God asks us to do. Send or transfer your Feed the Hungry sacrifice seed to our welfare account. Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare. That is the name of the account in Zenith Bank. Account number 101-7238-378. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. Now, take the communion and let me bless your communion. I pronounce God's blessing, healing virtue, lifting virtue, dominion power into that communion and everything that your heart desires. As you take it by faith, the power of God will sort through your entire body. You will be blessed and you will have testimonies in Jesus' name. Now pray more on your own, on the communion. And when you are done, eat and drink, giving glory to God. I pray for every one of you today, be blessed. All of us will see the glory, the blessing, the might, the favor of God in all we do. No one will die young. This end of the year will be your best so far. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.